Counterintuit 415. The eagle is in the roost. Counterintuit 415. The eagle is in the roost. God damn it. Why don't I get superpowers already? So, we all just saw American Ultra, the new film written by Max Landis and directed by Nina Nourizadeh and featuring Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart. It's about two stoners in love, one of whom has been trained by his country to be a killer.
He's a, what do you call it? He's a sleeper agent.
He's a sleeper agent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, this plays on the very familiar trope of, you know, you're a mild-mannered schlub, you know, working a dead-end job, you can't really, you know, figure out why you feel unsatisfied, and maybe you have panic attacks on a regular basis, and then somebody walks up to you and says a phrase, and all of a sudden you are cross between Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris.
It's kind of an interesting idea, like, just basic premise of it is... It was a fascinating one.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, certainly there are real sleeper agents, although probably don't use as much mind control as they
did in this
movie. Are
there really
There are sleeper
like that,
cells
really?
Of terrorists.
I don't put anything past the CIA.
Not people who have, like, forgotten their past, but people who are like, yes, I am mild-mannered taxi driver and not spy for Soviet Union at all. So for the record, I'm Bo.
JC.
Jenny.
Diva.
And this is your highly suspect review of American Ultra. Fairly simple plot. Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart. Jesse Eisenberg is, you know, comes off as, you know, that really nice guy, you know, that smokes way too much pot and is just constantly getting in his own way. And he's, for some reason, got this super hot, spectacular girlfriend. And he knows he's kind of holding her back. He's feeling kind of miserable. He wants to pop the question, but he's like, dude, am I just doing what's right for me, or am I going to ruin her life? And then all of a sudden, a woman from the CIA comes into the quickie mart that he works in, utters a catchphrase, and the next thing he knows, he's taking out assassins with frying pans.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, I just killed two people. Two gentlemen.
That's awesome.
Why?
No, these two guys were trying to, like, break into my car at work, and they had guns and knives, and they were being, like, total dicks, and they just attacked me.
Shit, babe, you got mugged?
And then I took, like, a spoon, and I just, like, I, like, shoved it through this guy.
Did you call the police?
No, I didn't call the police, because I'm the kill guy. I'm the murderer, okay? I also have, like, a lot of weed and, like, mushrooms in my car, and I just killed two dudes in a parking lot, okay? And Phoebe, if you don't come here right now, I'm just going to start, like, pissing in my pants. I swear to God, Phoebe, I'm just going to start, like, pissing.
How the fuck did this happen?
I shot those guys in the head. And that guy, I spooned him in the neck and his shit just, like, ended.
Why are people trying to stab you?
I don't know. Shh. I don't know, but I'm, like, freaking out all over the place, babe. I have, like, a lot of anxiety about this.
Get your hands in the air.
I love the frying pans, and I intend to use them as such.
There are a lot of gag bits. There are a lot of gag bits in this, and they do that, which I personally, it's a trope that I'm getting sick of, is I'm a super agent, but I'm not going to use this perfectly decent weapon over here. Instead, I'm going to use my hands. But his use of improvised weapons in this is definitely one of the sticking points. He kills people in really incredible ways with really unusual things.
Yeah, it's right up there with Jason Bourne. I thought that part of it was really well done and sure. Shot really well.
And it was like... Cheech and Chong meets the Bourne Identity series. Like, it was this really weird combination of, like, really graphic, hardcore violence.
Yeah.
Like, the girl next to me was cringing and shrinking in her seat every time something, like,
really?
Crazy wow. happened. Yeah, she was having a hard time with it, of course. I love blood and gore, but, you know,
She must have just come for the dope humor.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, God, I didn't know you were going to kill people.
You know, I think a lot of people walked into this movie expecting a Pineapple Express, and it kind of turned into
sure.
something different.
Although Pineapple Express has a share of uncomfortable, cringeworthy violence.
Yeah, but a completely different, like, feel to it. Like,
sure.
It's kind of, it's like that gross bromance versus, like...
Yeah.
So I'm not a big Kristen Stewart fan, and this is the first time where I liked her in the movie.
I've really
a lot.
Loved the last two movies that she's been in.
Clouds of Sils Maria.
Yeah.
And And, Still Alice? What is
yes.
it?
Yeah. And, is she in Still Alice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, she's been a revelation this year because for years she's been painted by the brush of having to play one of the most bland characters yeah. in literary fiction,
yeah,
Bella Thorne, and... actually given something entertaining and interesting to do, she shines. It's yeah. like, oh, wow, you're talented and charming. I want to see you all the time.
Yeah,
like
Twilight
Movie. Yeah. Sorry, I feel like she out-acted Jesse Eisenberg
sometimes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's fantastic. Like, Twilight movies aside, like, from Adventureland, the movies that you mentioned, like, yeah. I'm a huge Kristen Stewart fan. I feel like she gets a bad rap because of the Twilight movies.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, I'm
and
not Team Bella, but I'm Team Stewart.
The chemistry between the two of them was phenomenal. Yeah. Like, well, I actually felt like they were dating. They were touching a lot. They
yeah.
were very comfortable, and that it actually caught me off guard how I felt like they might actually be dating in real life.
There was
a reunion for them from Adventureland, which is a fantastic yeah. movie. Like I love that movie a lot.
There was some good yeah, there was definitely some really good sexual chemistry there. I mean, you really did feel the wow, these people really care about each other.
They want
to they love each other, which
time.
Is something you really have to buy for what this movie is trying to sell.
Yes.
You know, if anything, I don't think it's the strongest film I've seen all year.
No.
Especially, this has been such a great year for spy movies.
Yeah.
But I really love the trope they're playing with. They maybe don't... I feel like Max Landis is a very talented writer, and I think he could have had a little bit more fun with this. But what we do get is still very entertaining. There's some small pacing thing
yeah.
issues, and... it did take me a little while to buy Jesse Eisenberg as a killing machine, but he sold it by the end, definitely.
Did you feel that at some points... I'm sorry, I did not mean it. Do you feel like at some points the writing really kind of died? Like, towards the end, especially when Topher Grace, in the end... So Topher Grace plays the villain in this one. He plays... another CIA agent that disagrees with the chick who activates...
Yes.
Let's say, the sleeper... that we're working with, and
there were two different plans that the CIA had.
Yeah,
and Connie Britton was doing that they were basically taking low-level drug offenders and turning them into sleeper agents. And Topher Grace had another program, which was basically taking psychotics and trying to do the same thing. And unfortunately, Topher Grace seemed to have come up on top of the equation at the agency and ended up being above Connie Britton, possibly because she actually has compassion and human feelings.
So those scenes towards the end when you're kind of coming to that conclusion where they're kind of climaxing, I felt like the writing really kind of took a dive.
Was it the writing, though, or was it the direction that took a dive? Because I felt like the direction was fighting against Max Landis's script the whole way through.
Wow, okay. There were definitely lulls and pacing issues that I was like, wow, I really enjoyed that scene, and you need to stitch it together a little bit more seamlessly.
And then that's kind of where, like, in the comparison to, like, people's expectations of, like, Pineapple Express fall short because, yeah, the pacing issues are evident because it's not laugh-out-loud funny the whole way, and it's not... the straight-up crazy action movie the entire way. There are lulls where... I mean, I don't want to say nothing happens, but, like, it's the direction is fighting against the script, which is really well done. I also like a lot of the side characters. Like,
yes!
One of my favorite, like, character actors is Walton Goggins, and he plays a role that he was probably born to play.
Who was this? Say it again?
Walton Goggins.
He's the
laughing guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from The Shield.
Oh my god, at the end,
I was really sad at the end, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the film does do somewhat effectively, is it does really make you care about the people that are in it. The actors all do a really good job of selling their roles. You know, yeah, I don't know what else this director has done, but this
Project X.
Yeah, so she's already doing much better.
Yeah,
she just needs
it's a he.
Oh,
it's a he. His name is Nima. Yeah.
Oh, Nima. Okay. Yeah. Your name's gay, dude.
Please be culturally aware.
Yes, that was culturally wrong.
I feel like Topher Grace keeps getting handed the wrong roles or something, because he's so great, and yet I haven't seen him since that 80s show or that 70s show do something phenomenal with his talent. I always feel like it's just always this near miss with him.
Hey man, getting that Spider-Man 3 mojo off his back is taking a while.
It's just rough, and he's good, and he has charisma, yeah. and he delivers beautifully. But you're like, why does this just never seem to work?
He plays a really good dick, he's kind of got a Jason Bateman quality, and I hope somebody sees that and utilizes it.
Well, I could almost see him playing Jesse Eisenberg's role in this.
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally.
Wouldn't that be fun to see him do it?
Yeah.
And another underused actor that gets overlooked because everyone hated Spawn is John Leguizamo, who's fabulous in this.
John Leguizamo has been killing it in these, like, you
character
know...
roles,
his,
right?
Yeah, these little roles, like in John Wick... He's practically a walk-on, but...
He's great in Chef.
Yeah, great in Chef. He's just one of those guys that steals the fucking scene when he's around. And he's always been like that. I've loved Leguizamo since almost nobody remembers it, but he used to have a show on Fox called Bugging Out, and it was hilarious.
Or his old stand-up comedies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, so funny.
He's done, like, about five Broadway shows, one-man shows, and they're all out there available in some form or another, so, you know, check them out if you get a chance. So, let's go ahead and wrap up with final thoughts. Diva?
Because the pacing, there were points where I lost it. I got a little bored. And considering that this kind of has that kick-ass feel to it, where it should be really exciting and beautiful blocking and cinematography on the fight scenes, I mean, it kind of reminded me of Chan-Wook Park and some of the way they shot things and used the camera. So I'm going to give it 7 sexy Bill Pullman cameos because he's hot still. And because it was a good movie overall, I felt.
I always look forward to this time of year, like kind of post summer in between fall,
right?
Because it's
some real gems.
Some people call it a dumping ground, but you can also get some really pleasant surprises. Like I remember the summer there was the Fright Night remake and Rise of the Planet of the Apes. All within like a span of a couple of weeks, and so I always look forward to seeing pleasant surprises this time of year. And this one was one for me. I kind of got mostly what I was expecting from the trailer. I wanted to see the reunion of Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart, and that came through for me. Topher Grace, Connie Britton, Walton Goggins, Leguizamo, everybody kind of came through, and is just a good fun time all around. Give it a solid 7 blunts out of 10.
I was really looking forward to this. I was really looking forward to this movie a lot, actually, because I love Kristen Stewart, and I feel like she's been breaking out since Twilight a lot, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give Nima, can't pronounce his last name with my life, a chance after seeing Project X.
That's very big of you.
I know. There were a lot of parts that I was bored during, I agree, and it just felt like towards the end, it wasn't the same movie that it started out to be.
Yeah.
And I wanted a little bit more weight to it than I got. And so I left feeling kind of, that was fine. Basically, in the end, I was like, okay, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. So I would give it, in the end, 5.75 spoons out of 10. Getting really specific.
Bloody spoons?
Bloody spoons.
Bloody spoons.
Definitely fabulous. Bloody spoons.
5 arbitrary objects used to kill someone. I am not disappointed. I saw the trailer for this, and I was like, wow, this looks like a fresh, fun concept. Hopefully they won't fuck it up. And I don't think they did. There were definitely points in the movie where I was like, I wish you could bridge this gap a little more gracefully. I did like the fight scenes. I kind of wish there were more of them. I kind of wish they had gone a little more over the top of it, and I wish they had played it a little bit more for laughs. But despite that, I really, really liked everybody in this movie. It was fun to hang out with them. I'd be interested in doing it again. So I definitely walked out of this happy. I'm going to give it a good solid, let's see, 7.5 ramen bowls.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I did like the universe created in it. It's similar to John Wick in that maybe the sequel will have a little bit more money thrown at it, and you know, because the universe is so interesting, kind of expand a little bit, and
And they definitely set this up that if they wanted to do a sequel, they could pull one off, and I'll go see it.